as we've been singing, I've been looking around for the boys and for the girls, and I've counted 5, 6. There might be more hiding somewhere. So I decided this morning that I would bring a big object just in case you weren't coming to the front. Would you like to come to the front? Nobody would like to come to the front. Well, you watch carefully, because I want to ask you a question this morning and see what you say. Very often you hear your teacher, Sunday school teacher, or perhaps the chief in the campaigners, or the person leading the wee meeting, as we call it, they're talking about the cross. And when they talk about the cross, they talk about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, boys and girls, I wonder what they mean by the cross. I wonder what you think about when we sing about the cross, when the pastor or the preacher speaks about the cross. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard for daddies and mummies to understand. And it may be hard for you. So I want to try to teach you this morning what the cross really means. You know, I wonder, well, I'm speaking in the city of Lisburn, and what would be true maybe in Newtownards wouldn't be true in Lisburn. You see, did you ever see a cross on your the page where you do your sums? I can't think of how you describe it. Would you ever see a cross there? Now, I'm not talking about the multiplication cross. For if you see a cross like that, it means multiply 2 by 3, and that means 6. Isn't that right? But supposing the teacher gives you a sum like this. 2, and then under it 3, and you've got to add them up and put your answer. Well, now listen, if you give your answer as 5, 2 and 3, 5. Supposing you give your answer as 6, 6. What would you find on the page? A cross. Because the cross tells you something is wrong. Something is wrong. And so if you see a cross on your homework, on your prep, on your schoolwork, you know this. You're wrong. It's just as simple as that. And boys and girls, when we think of the cross of our Lord Jesus, we immediately know there's something wrong. You see, what's wrong is sin. It's wrong to tell lies. It's wrong to cheat. It's wrong, always wrong, to use naughty words. It's always wrong to say, to be disobedient to mummy and daddy. It's wrong. It's sin. And because there's so much wrong in the world, and when we do wrong, we should be punished. Sometimes daddy says, no, you're not going to play with your workmen for the rest of the week. You shouldn't have done that, and you're going to be punished. No more playing with your workmen. Or maybe mummy will say, now you go into your bedroom and stay there for a wee while till I tell you to come out. Because you shouldn't have said that. Sin, when we do wrong, we get punished. That's why we see the policemen about. If we go over the speed limit, it's wrong, and they'll stop us. And when we think of the cross, we think of all that's wrong in the world. But do you know this? Jesus went to the cross to be punished for all those things that are wrong. He was punished instead of sinners, that they might be saved. The cross tells us that there's something wrong. That's why Jesus died. He died that we might live. But, you know, we also use a cross. Maybe you're going to one of the camps, or maybe you're going away for a while to granny's or to your auntie's, and you write a letter to your mummy or to your daddy. And when you're away from home, children, you realise how much you love your mummy and daddy. And you put in the letter, I love you, mummy. And in case mummy doesn't really understand, do you know what you do? At the bottom of the page, you put a cross. Or maybe two crosses. Or maybe three crosses. And what does that cross mean? It means I love you. I really, really love you. I got a card the other day from my little granddaughter. And she'd written it herself. And she said, I love you, Granda. Then to make sure, do you know what she did? She put a cross and an O and a cross right across the bottom of the card. I knew she really loved me. Boys and girls, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, our Lord Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And at the end of Jesus' life, at the end of the story in the Gospels, do you know what God did? He put a cross on a hill to really make sure that people understood he loved them. God commended his love. God reinforced his love that while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross. And so when you hear about the preacher talking about a cross, Jesus' cross, you remember that the cross tells you something's wrong. Jesus was punished on the cross for all that is wrong. But it also tells us that someone loves you. And that's what the cross would tell you. And tell your mummy and daddy and granda and all who are present this morning. God commends his love in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.